Welcome to Triple M's Money Talk, where we investigate the financial issues that affect you. And with me, it's a good morning to Russell Tim from Moneylink Financial Planning. How are you, Russell?
G'day, Neil. Hasn't it been some bleak weather lately? Winter, I suppose, in Orange, isn't it?
Yeah, my word it is. It's perfect, in fact, for a winter in Orange. Now, there are a huge amount of job vacancies out there. Many businesses would love some extra staff. And there's been some argument that pensioners should be allowed to work and keep their age pension at the same time. I think Gina Reinhart was one of the people lobbying for that. What do you think about it?
Neil, that's almost an argument in favour of what Britain and some other countries do. They pay government retirement pensions to everyone eligible by age, regardless of their financial position, rich or poor. Now, in Australia, we apply means tests and only pay those that are less well off. Now, whether that should change so that we disregard work income, for example, I guess that's a major issue for governments to decide. But it is an important policy decision.
How much can pensioners earn before they see their pensions cut?
Now, that is a really good question to discuss because under existing rules, many pensioners could work at least part-time with little or no effect on their pensions. Now, retirees must pass two tests to get an age pension, an assets test and an income test. The one that produces the lowest pension entitlement applies. Now, under the income test, Centrelink allow what is called a work bonus. This means the first $300 per fortnight of employment income that any pensioner earns is entirely disregarded.
Yeah, it's better than nothing, but $300 isn't very much.
True, but under the income test, single pensioners can also earn $190 a fortnight, meaning that they could have total income of $490 a fortnight before their pension is reduced at all. So that could be a handy part-time job, just a small thing, I know, but not, it's useful. And the income test for couples allows $336 per fortnight before their pensions start to reduce. So if one person works and gets a work bonus, that's $636 a fortnight. If both of them were working and using the work bonus, they could actually have up to $936 a fortnight without reducing their pensions at all.
What about their savings and investments? Won't they be providing income, which is also, I'm guessing, accessible and will reduce their age pensions too?
Yes, Neil. Pensioner savings and investments will be assessed as generating income. So that does need to be allowed for, but the deeming rate is low. So depending on the level of savings, the deemed income may not be large and may not have much of an effect.
And how fast does the pension entitlement reduce if income is higher than the threshold?
It reduces by 50 cents per dollar for both singles and couples. So, yes, their pensions will reduce, but they're still 50 cents better off per dollar earned of earnings by working and earning more than the threshold.
Okay, now that covers people who are getting full-age pensions. What about those who are only receiving part pensions? Presumably any extra work income, even $10, would reduce it.
Well, they can definitely still earn the $300 a fortnight, and under the work bonus rule, that will be disregarded. In addition, many part pensioners could also earn more work income than that without reducing their pensions, and that's because the assets test is much more severe than the income test. Most people's pensions are limited by the assets test, so they could earn at least some extra income without any effect on their age pension entitlements. If pensioners are income test limited, they can only earn the $300 work bonus without pension reduction. But if the income test is not the test that's cutting their pension down the most, then they could earn some extra income with no pension reduction. I know that sounds complex, but they can earn more.
Okay, so pensioners lose only 50 cents pension for each extra dollar earned, but what is the maximum? How much income do people have to earn to lose their pensions entirely?
A lot. To lose their pensions completely, single pensioners must earn $2,166 a fortnight, so that's $56,296 per annum, and couples have to have income of $3,314 a fortnight, $86,154 per year, so that's pretty generous.
Okay, so it sounds like quite a few pensioners could work part-time with either no impact on their pensions or only a modest pension reduction.
That's certainly true. Now, in addition, if the work is seasonal, with the pensioner only working for part of the year, Centrelink have what they call a savings provision. Now, this allows a part pension payment if income is over the limit temporarily after being below the limit earlier in the year. So it's well worth understanding the age pension rules. You know, get some advice if you need it, because an enjoyable part-time job and fill some of these gaps in the workforce and a bit of extra income may all be possible.
Okay, thank you, Russell.
Thanks very much, Neil.
And Russell Tim is a representative of Moneylink Financial Planning Proprietary Limited, an Australian financial services licence holder.